How do you do value chain analysis, Dr. Weaver?
Oh, okay, so we're in a tutorial now, and we've only got 10 minutes, so you've got to take a lot more time to do this. But this is how I would do it in a quick win analysis. You've got draw the grid, which is a 5x5 grid. The primary activities are inbound logistics, operations, outbound logistics, marketing and sales, and services. So make sure that that is on the bottom of your grid. On the left-hand side of your grid, I would list the support activities, which are firm infrastructure, human resource management, technology development, and procurement. Now, as you asked me to do this quickly in a 10-minute tutorial, then this is what I would do. I would, in that 5x5 grid, is I would do a tick or a cross. And what you're trying to identify are sources of competitive advantage. If you were to put a tick, then that means that you've identified a source of competitive advantage. If you were to put an X, it means that you do not find a source of competitive advantage. And then we're going to debate in the next part of the tutorial which are sources and which are not. If you've got a maybe put maybe, or even a question mark, and we'll discuss that again in a moment. But for every tick and for every cross, I want a full justification. So if you had a tick for inbound logistics and procurement, and you gave me a source of competitive advantage, then I want to know why that tick is a source of competitive advantage. And what we will do in the next bit is we will test those. Can you remember how we test them? So I want to come up with the words. What are they?
Fallible.
Valuable?
Valuable.
Second one?
Rare.
Third one?
Unique.
No, that's part of valuable. Unique is part of rare as well. So we had valuable, rare, non-substitutable, and costly to imitate. Okay, so that was done in 2 minutes. That was my 2-minute audio do, and that's 10 minutes quick analysis. Off you go. Do it. Bye.